Okay, so maybe this is very much what I call the sister sugya of Lo Sagru, not just because it comes from the same pasuk, but as everybody here saw yesterday, the Gemara in Sota Daf Mem Zayin, right, explicitly relates the two, right, Lo Sakiru and Lo Saguru. Okay, so Avishai, you want to do the honors today? Okay, so excellent. So again, according to Pshuto Shel Mikra, Avishai, who is being addressed here when it says Lo Sakiru Fanim Bamishpat? So who is the target audience? Yeah, right. It's very clear. Right, Targum Unklos says exactly the same thing, right? Like all of these things, you know, the entire injunction, whether it's Kakaton, Kagadol, Tishmon, you say, bolded this thing of, you know, Mile, you should listen to everybody carefully. Lo Tishta Midawan, which means that you shouldn't play favorites, right? And that seems to be the, you know, the right way of interpreting the Pasuk. It doesn't seem like there's much ambiguity there. You know, likewise, go ahead, right after Targum, so again, very much along these lines of Lo Sakiru being directed, you know, to the Dayanim, Vatzaveh Shoftechem. Go ahead, Avishai, so this is the third source.
Lo Sakiru, Panim, Mishpat, Rabbi Yomer, Lo Sakiru, Rabbi Elazar, Omer, Lo
Right, Lo Sanakrehu, so Rashi explains, Lo Sakirehu, Lo Sanakrehu, meaning, go ahead, the Rashi. Right, so don't favor those whom you know, you have a relationship with, okay? Right, so it would be inappropriate, right, to play favorites. So, Lo Sakiru Fanim Amishpat means don't play favorites. We understand very well. Okay. Gemara in Sota, Mem Zayin. Right, so when the Misharabu Roi Fanim Batin, just like the Bali Hana, the Dayanim who took money, were on the take. So Misharabu, you know, those individuals, you know, like all kinds of horrible problems. Misharabu Roe Funim Badin, right? People who are playing favorites. So what happened? Right, meaning that there was no longer widespread observance of, like, the critical foundations of Dayanus, that Lo Sagur Mipnei Ish, because these people were, you know, there wasn't like a misunderstanding. These people were Bishita playing favorites. It was a horrible time and a horrible thing, right? Uparku Ol Shamayim, right? It's a, remember we talked about that, that fits in very well with our analysis of Lo Saguru. It's a Chilul Hashem, casting off the yoke of heaven, V'natnu Aleim Ol Basar Vadam. Wow. So here you see, this is why I call it the sister Sukya. Lo Sakiru and Lo Saguru are part of this rubric. However, you know, it gets much more complicated in light of Rashi's approach, which, you know, is rooted, as we'll see, in the Sifrei. So let's first establish Rashi, and then, you know, we'll go back, you know, to the Sifrei and try to understand a little bit why, you know, Chazal might have seen these psukim in that vein. So Lo Sakiru Fanim Amishpat, Rashi says. So the Dayanim isn't really the audience, but those who appoint them. Gibor, Oshivenu Dayan, Ishponi Krovi, Oshivenu Dayan Beir. Okay. Meaning? So those who are in charge, we'll see later, you know, who might be the relevant parties, but whoever the relevant parties are, so they're not allowed to appoint somebody because, let's say, right, they have very fine qualities to them, they're really athletic, they can, you know, they're handsome, they're a relative, you know. If they're not knowledgeable, right, so the problem is, Nimsa Mechayev is Hazaka, Mizaka is Achayev, so Malani al Mishamino, Ki'ilu Hikir Fanim Badin. It's as if, right, there's an understanding, right, that you were the ones who played favorites, because you're setting up a situation where this kind of result is inevitable. What are the chances that they're going to get it right? So the Sifrei is even a little bit more explicit on this point. Lo sakir fani b'mishpat. So here the Sifrei says, so who's ever in charge of that? Hilvani mamon. He did me a favor, he lent me money. So Avishai, what's the idea of Lomib Neshehu Rasha?
So we're saying they're not like intentionally trying to do anything wrong or make the wrong decision, they just genuinely don't know.
Right. You have this, you know, in life, sometimes people really are incompetent. It's not that they're malicious. Relatively few people are malicious. It exists. There is rishus in the world. But there's much more incompetence than there is rishus. But, this is very important, to deliberately put somebody who's incompetent in a position of authority, right? Especially in a position to be a Shliach Hashem, so that's really bad, right? That demonstrates profound irresponsibility and a lack of Yiras Shamayim. Now, who got up to this yesterday? Anybody see who thinks that this is true in general, that this is like a general thing, that you have to always, if you're in a position to, whether you're on a search committee or, you know, any capacity, you always have to, you know, find the best person for the job, which Rishon held that way, that this is, of course, it comes up in Dayanus, but it's a much broader story. Okay, so Sariel, you want to put it onto the record for us, and then we'll, this is just an interesting, I wanted to show you this, like, that I think it's fascinating. Or Dayan in this case, right? Sometimes it's spelled that way, you always have to figure that out. So he connects Lo Sakiru to Lo Saguru, very fascinating way. So Sariel, just you want to explain what he's saying?
In all positions, you have to make sure you appoint the right person who's fit to help.
Right, not because, you know, this guy's related to you, not because they did you a favor, but based on what are the criteria, they're really the relevant halachic criterion according to the Chinuch. Limnos mehem haru'uyim v'atovim al oso mino eshakal tzrichim oso. So if you're going to be the surgeon general, right, the guy should really know something about public health. If you're going to be the attorney general, the person should be you're really knowledgeable in the law. So this Sefer HaChinuch has very dramatic implications for, you know, is he saying it's Michal HaMitzvah? It sounds like it's part of the Doraisa, not just the Mamuna LaHoshev Dayanim, which is really interesting. So in a democratic society, you're very fond of quoting the Sefer HaChinuch, where all of us have some small, obviously, in aggregate, enormous, but all of us individually have a small role in, you know, being Mamuna Lahoshev, the person who's going to be the commander in chief of the armed forces, or, you know, at a much lower level on the school board or whatever it is. So who are we supposed to, you know, vote for? Supposed to vote for the people who are really best suited for the job. No. Can reasonable people disagree about this? Absolutely, right? Of course, you know, you can make completely valid arguments for any number of people. But the point is that everybody should agree that we're trying to find the best person for the job. If somebody says, L'chadchila, I'm not interested in finding the best person for the job, it seems to me that that's clearly against the Sefer HaChinuch. In any event, it was a very fascinating interpretation. It integrates Lo Sakiru and Lo Sakuru, just like we saw in a different context in Gemara and Sota. But what really interests me for now is, like, how would you have arrived at that point of view? It's so obvious, as Avishai read it, Lo Sakiru Fanim Bamishpat is talking about the Shoftim. Atzaveh Shoftechem Ba'esa Hilemor Shamoa Ben Achichem Ushvat Tem Tzedek Ben Ish Uben Achiv Uben Gerau. It's so obvious that it's talking to the Dayanim. Like, how could anybody dispute it? How could there be this alternative tradition? So I think part of the story might be, anybody want to jump in here? I saw this yesterday in Hachana. But what might part of the story be? I'm not saying it's the whole story, but
that the cause for that, obviously the Dayan Slei Yechayev, but what's the real cause behind that? It wasn't the Dayan's fault. Yeah, he's doing something wrong by thinking he can do it, but at the same time, who enabled him to do it?
Okay, very good. So that's there's a lot of depth to what Sariel is saying, so I wasn't going to even get there, but, you know, Sariel, you're pushing the ball downfield, so, you know, we've got to go where you go. And then we'll circle back to, I think, some lower-hanging fruit. But what Sariel is saying is, look, if you have a Dayan who was appointed for no good reason, other than this guy knew me, so is it any great surprise that when it comes to din, he'll be makir funny by mishpat, that you've created a culture where it's not what you know, it's who you know. Aye. So Sariel is saying, yeah, in a very real way, if you want to know who's responsible for this. Okay. So that, I think, is one approach. And I want to say that I think it's correct. I just think that there are other factors here in terms of, you know, how Chazal perceived this set of psukim. Anybody else maybe noticed something yesterday? Like, as to why you might say Lo Sakiru Fanim Bamishpat is what the Gemara would call mufna, that it's open for, you know, that kind of a drasha. I mean, doesn't there need to be a pasuk which tells the Dayanim themselves that they can't do this thing? Yeah, Sariel?
We already have Lo Sakiru Bamishpat saying something about making sure you judge the right way and make sure you approach
right.
The right way. So
okay, excellent. So maybe Lo Sakiru and Lo Sakiru, they're so integrated. You saw the Gemara and Sota. I like that idea very much. Maybe something even more direct? Right, so I'm not sure that I may have missed half of what you said, but the psukim at the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, right? It says, Lo tata mishpat, lo takir panim. There's already an azhara in the Torah for the Dayanim. So what does this mean? This is clearly directed at the Dayanim, but it's like, you know, a little bit upstream of that. Okay, so that I think is contributing. Also, I think if you put that together with Sariel's observations, you know, I think you have a very persuasive case. In any event, now we get into a little bit of the discussion based on the Bavli. So this is the Gemara in Zayin Amud Beis. Amarish Lakish, Avishai, take it away. Kol Mamid Dayan Al Tzibur, or just Dayan, but
Amarish Lakish, Kol Hamamid Dayan Al Tzibur, She'eno Hagon Ki'ilu Nota Asheira Yisrael, She'nemar Shokin V'Shokin Titan Lachav Tisama.
Wait, just a few short psukim later, we have Lo Sitalacha Asheira Kol Eitz. Okay, so, you know, this is Smichos Aparshios, and, you know, putting a Dayan who's not Hagun, who's unqualified, we'll see what that means, is like planting an Avodah Zarah tree. Wow. Again, I think this plays into things we've been talking about since September in terms of Hashras HaShechina and Chil Hashem and, you know, a million different things.
Amar Rashi, Shemar, Eitzomiz Bao, Hashon Lokafak, Siv, Lo, Tasuni, Tia.
So that's even more fascinating. If there were like viable Talmidei Chachamim who were available for the minoy, for the appointment, so then it's even worse. It's like putting Avodah Zarah next to the Mizbeach Hashem. Eitzol Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. It's like uniquely offensive, right? You had, I mean, this is not like the Tshuva Sarashpa that we saw, where what do you do when you don't have, the A-team isn't available? And he said, you know, get the best guys and do a mass kibbul alayhu. Ari, you were reminding us of this yesterday. So, right here, you have, you know, outstanding Talmidei Chachamim to a point, and yet you're choosing to go with the, you know, not even the, you know, the B team, but the, like, the Z team or something. You know, so that's, like, unforgivable. Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. Okay, now, an addendum. K'siv lo sasu niti lo chesev lo hezahav. So, hey, chesev lo hezahav udolo avdi hada eit shari, which you can make wood idols. So that seems weird. Right, this is Aloha Haba, a Dayan who comes. So now clearly these might be related, right? Aloha Haba Bishvil Kesef or Aloha Haba Bishvil Zav can be an unqualified person who paid their way into the job. But of course these are separable. Right? Empirically, you could have a perfectly unqualified person who didn't pay their way into the job. Maybe he's there because he's a gibor, because he's not, because Hilvahu Mamon, he's an Ashir, you know, because he's related. So it sounds like the Gemara is uniquely stigmatizing Eloha Haba Bishvil Kesef, Eloha Haba Bishvil Mamon, somebody who's only there because of their money. Okay? In other words, they literally paid their way into the job itself. They literally paid their way. So that's like a uniquely offensive category within the broader category of the Mimuna Lahoshe Dayanim having to find the Nashim who are Reuyim for this particular Tafkin. Okay, so that's what the Gemara has to say. And again, the comparison is striking. It's compared to Avodah Zarah, Netiyas Asherah, if there were Talmidei Chachamim, it's a corruption of a place which is sacred, Eitzel Mizbach, Hashem Elokecha, Asher Ta'aselach. Okay, so let's see the psak of the Rambam, both in the Sefer HaMitzvos, as well as in the Yad HaChazaka. And I'd like to try to develop a certain perspective. Okay, so Avishai, take it away. This is the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos, 284, Lo Sase Reish Pei Dalad. So, again, the Rambam singles out the Beis Din HaGadol or the Rosh HaYeshiva, though I have to say, you don't, or at least I don't get the impression that it's Bedavka, but whoever is, as we said, Mamuna Lohoshiv Dayanim, whatever the search committee looks like, whatever the mechanism is to put such people in place, and the Mechayiv, the Issa D'Oraisa, to appoint somebody specifically because of other, you know, very fine qualities that they have, even though he lacks the most basic credential. Namely, he lacks the Torah knowledge to adjudicate fairly and properly. The person is, you know, again, very, you know, aesthetically pleasing. He looks the job, you know, whatever that means. You know, he speaks French and Latin. And, you know, he has a degree from the Sorbonne, which is great, you know, and very, you know, impressive from a different point of view, you know, or he's the world's strongest man. I don't think a Jew has ever quite taken that title. When I was growing up, it was always a two-way competition between Magnus von Magnussen and Magnus von Rasmussen. ESPN2, you know, they need programming. You know, world's strongest man. They had these people carrying, you know, trucks and planes around. And it seems like it would probably not be good for one's long-term health, but who could pass up on the glory of being the world's strongest man? You know. Yeah. I don't know why the Swedes were so far ahead of everybody else. but what can you say? Anyway, that's not a good reason to appoint somebody to be a Dayan, right? You don't see Dayan Magnus von Magnussen walking around, the Vazdin. Okay. So your name was a Mizah. Yodaya tzivuyaha v'azharoseha hanagaso v'cheskaso ne'osim laza. Okay, we'll come back to that. I think it's a threefold definition. Ani yosdaiti v'yizhira v'mimnos memuna b'avor malos acheros, again for other reasons, v'amaro lo sakiru fanim v'lashon sifrei, as always the Rambam, projecting this medrash halacha, lo sakiru zem muna lahoshiv dayanim. Okay, so did anybody else, when I say anybody else, in this case I mean Avi Rosenberg, did you detect three, relevant criterion to evaluate in terms of appointing somebody to be a Dayan al Hatzibur? Excellent. The answer is yes. Okay, so what are they? There are three, right? How handsome he is, how wealthy he is, who he's related to, how strong he is. His 3-point, shooting percentage. None of these are relevant, but there are three relevant factors. Ari, go ahead.
Yes, I have Torah knowledge.
Excellent. So, hayoso yodeya tzivu yabas harosa, that's right there in the middle. He has to, have the requisite knowledge, yedios haTorah. Excellent. Okay, good. So the first quality is interesting. V'charitzo sa'ish b'chachma satara. Acuity, right? One is, it's very fascinating here, is we talk about somebody who's charutz ma'od, right? Charitzo sa'ish b'chachma satara. We're talking about a certain form of godless batara, that the person is able to, perceive, to infer, to be medame milsa la milsa. It's a certain higher degree, and then of course, the only way to get to that higher space is obviously, to know the basic facts. But it's not enough to say, oh, this person knows Shulchan Aruch, this person knows the Rambam. It's just to know what to do with that. How to evaluate, how to evaluate fact patterns. So that's one and two. And number three is what?
Well, she can't be corrupt.
Right, at minimum. The Rambam seems to say something more than that. Hanagaso v'chazkaso v'maisim tovim v'neosim laze. Right? These are certain intangibles, maybe, but certain features of character. Yeah, Yossi.
They do good acts.
Yeah, right. So the man is not, even if he's, a great Talmud Chacham, as it were, and even if, he's, very creative in his Torah thought and application of Dinei Torah, but the bottom line is if he doesn't, practice what he preaches, and he's not a person who has other, maisim tovim, so he's not a Dayan Hagun. He's more than just a technocrat.
Mrs. Silverman's Y1C class, please head to room 11. Mrs. Silverman's Y1C class, please head to room 11.
All right, so again, excuse me, the point is that, this isn't just like appointing somebody the water commissioner. For to be the water commissioner, you obviously have to know everything about piping and irrigation and, the water needs of society. And presumably, not just to know the facts, but to have some creativity therein. What do you do if there's a water shortage?
Sorry, Mrs. Silverman's 10H class, please head to room 11. Mrs. Silverman's 10H class, please make your way to room 11.
But, right, nobody's saying that the water commissioner has to be like, a paragon.
A.B. Russ Fishbane to College Guidance. A.B. Russ Fishbane to College Guidance.
Of values and, somebody who's like, so admirable in everything that they do, right? Nobody's saying that. But when it comes to a Dayan, the man's a walking ambassador of Torah. So how could you have somebody, even if he knows every Ketos and Nesivos, every Shach and Taz, every Magen Avram, every Rambam and Ravid, but if the man is, unpleasant, if the man is not, an Adam Hagun, so that's also, a problem. So there are three relevant criterion to evaluate. and many others that are not. I mean, it's all well and good, right, if the person has all of those, the three characteristics, and he happens to be, a very fine three-point shooter, we're certainly not going to hold that against him. We're certainly not going to hold it against him that he's, an expert in British history. There's nothing wrong with that, but the point is it's not relevant to the evaluation at hand. Okay.
Once again, Mrs. Silverman's 10H class. Mrs. Silverman's 10H class, please make your way to room 11.
Okay. So, Avishai, let's take a look at the Rambam and the Yad HaChazaka, and this is, where the trouble, begins. Shens to Yid in Yerushalayim, the nicest guy in the world, Kulo Machmadim, right? And he has many other fine qualities, right? But nonetheless, it's an Issur D'oraisa. Mipi Hashmua Lamdu, Mipi Hashmua here, because you would never have derived this from Torah Shebichsav, obviously. You said Lo Sakiru Fanim HaMishpat is directed towards the Shoftim. But Mipi Hashmua, and in this case we know exactly where it comes from, the Sifrei, it's the Medrash Halacha, right? That's part of my overarching message to you is, never, never undervalue the Medrash Halacha, right? Nobody could walk out of this year and ever, not look at the Medrash Halacha in any particular sugya, okay? Amru chacham mishabet har ish ploni no oshivenu dayan. Ish ploni. Ish ploni. Ish ploni yodei becholashon. Okay, so here we obviously have the problem, right? The Kesef Mishnah notes the problem. It's a very serious problem. The Rambam must have had, the Kesef Mishnah says, some alternative girsa, because what in the world is going on here, right? The way that this is described in the sugya is that to be mamid, a dayan sheno hagun, is netiya sashera, right? And the Rambam describes it not as netiyas ashera, but as hakamas matseva, right? And he says, and if it's b'makom, tamidei chachamim, instead of ashera, etzel mizbach Hashem, so then it's nata ashera, right? So the Kesef Mishnah says, the Mari Kolon, the Marik has this famous arichos on this topic, and he says, it's a beautiful drasha. It ain't true. This is not, the Rambam doesn't do these things. And he says the Rambam must have had a different girsa. Okay, so I'm going to try to go in a different direction. But before we get there, we saw in allusion to this in the Gemara. So v'chein amru chacham, it's obviously related. The question is whether it's a separate problem. Okay, so right, this is now a subcategory. Somebody who was given this position because he was an Ashir and they wanted to be mechabed him, right? Maybe that's even worse. That's an additional violation in terms of Lo Sakiru Fanim Bamishpat, right? It's one thing if he's like the nicest guy in the world, so we should make him the dayan. What's even worse than that is somebody it's like money worship. But then the Rambam turns around and says, now we might really have a separate issue. Kol dayan shenasan mamo and kadesha yismana. Okay, so here I think, and there are some who interpret the Rama this way, but I for one, think it's very clear that the special mitzvah of being mezalzel, of denigrating, which is something that we otherwise never do, the special mitzvah of denigrating an individual who's unfit for dayanus is limited to what kind of lack of fitness? Just the person who's kulo machmadim, should we denigrate that person? I don't think so.
If he pays his way.
Right. So this needs to be stigmatized. This behavior is so nefarious, right? Corrupting the entire confidence anybody would have in din and dinei Torah, by mixing it with money in this way. So there's a mitzvah to denigrate such an individual. That's unique, I think, to Eloha Habav Ishvil Kesef Isav. And the outer boundaries of this is the statement of the Chachamim, that we should see the talis that this dayan puts on. One of the things that the dayanim do at the beginning of Tchilas Din is that they're misatev. It's a sign of Hashras Hashchina. So what are we supposed to compare his talis? What's the
saddle?
Right, the saddle of the donkey. Suffice it to say, that's really not a compliment, because within that framework, within that structure, what are we saying that he is? If the talus, right, this is like the halachic SATs, the talus is to a dayan as the saddle is to the donkey. So we're saying that, right, that this dayan is a donkey. Yeah. People don't generally appreciate, being the basis of that comparison. Maybe if you said strong like a donkey, Yisachar Chamor Garem, people might take that. Well, even so, I think you'd have some explaining to do. But the point is, be careful. The point is that, this is a separate, profoundly, I think singularly offensive, more egregious, aggravated violation of Lo Sakiru Fanim Bamishpat, right? Not only is the person unqualified, but the person specifically came in through nefarious means. So this requires stigmatization, to be mezalzel, to be mekel. Just an interesting observation, I think, is that what's the only other area of halacha where we have this, that we have a responsibility to be megana, to
chalitza?
Oh, very good. Actually, I didn't even think about that, right? Rabbi Tarfon, base chalitza now. Very good. You're absolutely right. So it'd be two areas. That didn't occur to me. The other one is shaketz to shaktenu, as you see this by Avodah Zarah. So again, these are very specific areas of behavior that we deem so far outside the acceptable boundaries that we have to stigmatize it. Again, these things require a heter, otherwise, yafel lahem hashtika, it's better to be quiet about it. Not to the Mamuna Lahoshiv Dayanim. Obviously, people should go to them and say, what in the world are you doing if you put in somebody just because he's a nice guy or because he, shoots the deep ball? But the point is that, to make a public spectacle of him, that's only if the person brought it on themselves by buying their way into the position. Good. The Rambam's comparison, as noted, is Omer Darsheni. The Gemara said, Netiyas Ashera, and then Ashera Eitzel Mizbach Hashem, you had the opportunity for the real thing, for the Talmidei Chacham. So my Kulehai. I'd like to make a suggestion based on two additional passages in the Rambam. That's what we do. We cast a wider net, and all of a sudden things come into sharper focus. Avishai, let's take a look. This is the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet. So it's the next Perek, the end of that Perek, Halacha Tesvav. So either b'mezid or b'shogeg, they violated Lo Sakiru Fanim Mishpat. They appointed somebody who didn't meet the three criterion: Yediyas HaTorah, Charitzos HaTorah, Bal Midos Tovos. Okay, It doesn't work. It's not like that. It's effective, b'di'avid. It's totally ineffective. Now, could you argue if the person then goes and learns for 10 years that minui then becomes effective? Possibly. I think that's consistent with the words of the Rambam, as opposed to needing a new minui entirely. That's an interesting debate. We're going to leave that issue for now. But the Rambam appeals to a certain analogy that I think is enough to get you thinking. Nobody compelled the Rambam to say this, I assure you. So the Rambam comes up, like free association, with a certain analogy. What's the analogy? That this Dayan, again, we're not talking about the Dayan Habav Yishvil Kesef Azav, that man's a Chamor, okay? But what's the Rambam's analogy here?
It's like being Makish
Bamam. Oh. So he appeals to the realm of Kadshim, particularly Kadshim Yisbeach. The Rambam wants to say that the realm of Dayanus is analogous, akin to Hekdesh, to consecration. It's a particular Kedusha that's associated with it. And that, I think, is really fascinating. In light of the Rambam's otherwise inexplicable substitution of Netiyas Ashera, of planting an Avodah Zara tree, which is what the Gemara said, the Rambam said better to compare it to the next section in Parsha Shoftim, V'lo Sakim Lecha Matzeva, Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha. Well, what's a Matzeva used for? Karbanos. But the wrong kind of structure. Right, we use a mizbeach, we don't use a matzeva. Then the Rambam went on to say, right, if b'makom tamidei chachamim, if better options were on the table, what's it like? In Ashera, Eitzel, Mizbach, Hashem Elokecha, the Rambam said, b'makom tamidei chachamim ki'ilu nata Ashera, shenemar, lo sita lecha Ashera kaleitz, Eitzel Mizbach, Hashem Elokecha. So I think there's something really striking about the Rambam's pattern. Let me try to make a push for it here. Okay, so Avishai, this is source 14, prohibition 13. Nintoa, Ilanos, Bemikdash, O Eitzel HaMizbeach, you might do it in the Beis HaMikdash, you might do it near the Mizbeach. And again, you want to do it because you think this enhances your avodas Hashem to have, you know, beautiful trees, willows, whatever you like. Okay, the fee. So this is the Rambam's presentation of the Issa D'Oraisa of Ashera. He says, what was Asherah used for? They didn't actually worship the tree, but it was to, it's like going to a super fancy doctor's office, you know, where they got the fake trees in the waiting room, right? So, anybody want to now make an argument about it? What's the Rambam saying? See, that's the Rambam's understanding of Asherah. It says, don't take the minag of the Gayim, which is to put an Asherah in their place of worship, of Avodah Zarah worship, Avodas Giluim worship. Don't just take something, a davar shal yofi, and stick it in there because you think it, you know, it looks nice. You're not supposed to imitate the Gayim in that fashion. Okay, Sariel?
Yeah, it starts with the basic dealing with that, like a regular standard condition, like a carbon, and make sure it stays like a carbon, a regular carbon, and not a baal mum or matziva, the insufficient way to be makrit. As opposed, and then, but a second, like, from there, removed from there a little bit, is planting an Asherah. You're trying to make it nice. And the same thing with the Dayan. You're trying to appoint someone who appears nice on the outside, but next to Talmidei Chachamim, more like the Mizbeach.
Okay, beautiful. It's exactly what I had in mind. The Rambam was clearly building his approach off a certain understanding of Dayanus as really a realm of Hekdesh. And, you know, there's the real thing, and then there's, you know, the trappings, the trimmings, the aesthetic. And what a person does, instead of putting the real McCoy into a position of Dayanus, who goes for the shiny object, so to speak, the Devar Shel Noi, the Devar Shel Yofi. That, for the Rambam, is the Mechayev of Asherah. So small wonder, then, that the Rambam says, here you have Talmidei Chachamim, the real deal. You know, Eitzel Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. And instead, you went for the shiny object. Right? Person doesn't know, you know, left from right in terms of halacha, in terms of Torah. But, you know, he's got a nice suit. You know? He knows the right people. So that's an Isser Torah. So I think the Rambam's Mishalim here, Lishitaso, are really very insightful. Okay, one last point. This is the Minchas Chinuch. We have just a few minutes at the end. There's a comment that I wanted to make, unrelated. Okay, Avishai, go ahead. So Ayin B'Ram Hilchus Malachim, Gam B'nei Noach, Metzuv L'Hoshev Dayanam, Ladur B'Sheish Mitzvah Shalhem. We've seen this many times. Ayin Perek Tes. So Efshar Gam Kain.
Efshar Gam Kain. Kain Buzharim.
Alzeh. Bedinim halalu. Okay, so here, for a change, I think the Minchas Chinuch is absolutely right. Okay, lo sagur mipneish, I think, you know, has a lot to do with, as we explained, hashras hashchina and dinei Yisrael and not being chalila mechalul at Hashem, but lo sakiru funim b'mishpat. To argue that there's some analog for that for Bnei Noach, you have people that are willing to do the job. Again, I'm not saying they have to be willing to give up their lives. But to put people in place, I think, is exactly what the Rambam expects. Right? Ketzad mitzuvim heim al hadinim. How are Bnei Noach obliged in dinim? So, lehoshiv dayanim b'chol plach uplach. We remember that well. Right? We'll get some chazar about that on Monday. Right? That's in parallel to chutz laretz. Right? Dayanim b'chol plach uplach. Ladun b'sheish mitzvos elu ulahazir asam. I think it's mefurosh in the Rambam that they have a job description. Ladun b'sheish mitzvos elu. I think it doesn't need to be stated that they're capable of doing these things. If a person doesn't know the difference between Eivar Min HaChai and Eivar Min HaMeis, how in the world can they be done b'sheish mitzvos elu? So, to me, it's a completely reasonable argument to make. As such, I think what's so fascinating about Lo Sakiru, as what I call a sister sukkah to Lo Saguru, is the following final observation. Lo Saguru Mipneish, as we said, really highlights the Chumras Hadavar, as far as the Dayanim are concerned. Shema Yaro Gosi, Shema Yaro Gespini, Shema Yadlik as Gedishi, Shema Yakatzit as Nitiosai. For the Mamuna Lahoshev, the Rabbim, and really for any Dayan, once you know Lahechan, you know, Hadin Nota, it's a question of Chil Hashem. It really is, Yiharig Val Yavor. And that's a responsibility that the Dayanim carry. And they carry it on their shoulders, and they have to understand that they're not alone. Kilo La'adam Tishbetu, Kilo Hashem, Vimachem, Bidvar HaMishpat. The Kaddish Baruch Hu is with them. Elohim nitzav badas el, bekerav Elohim yishpot. But at the same time, of course, if we expect our Dayanim to behave with such courage, and you know me, I think it is real courage. I don't believe the Radvaz for a second when he says, you know, the Rabbim is going to rise up in defense. You know, good luck with that. I wouldn't count on it. That being said, there is a parallel and even reciprocal responsibility. Mashal l'madam redoma. Started the year with an observation. Tzedek tzedek tirdof is obviously a mitzvah al hadayanim. L'man tichy av yerashta asaretz asher Hashem elokecha no sein lach. The dayanim, it's not just tzedek, but tzedek tzedek tirdof. Kan bedin meruma, kan bedin she'en meruma. They have to exert themselves to the nth degree to bring Mishpat Tzedek to society. Meidach, we said, there's a responsibility on society to go to the best batei din, to promote them. Halach achar bez din yafa, right? Whether it's Rabbi Kiva in Bnei Brak, Rabbi Lazar in Lod, Rabbi Yeshua in Pekin, by Willig on Fifth Avenue, wherever you find him, you know, Rabbi Reese in Chicago, you know, with the Adam Zomerman. There's a reciprocal responsibility. Vehu adinami. Lo sagur mipnayish speaks to the responsibility of the dayanim, that they have to be willing in the end, once they're in a position, and they know, lehechan adinota, they have to be prepared to stand up for truth in the most extreme situations. That being said, it's completely unreasonable as a kihila, as a chevra, chevra hilchatit, as a halachic society, to think that the dayanim are going to be capable of acting with such integrity unless we ensure that the right people are in place. So if we're not looking for the adam who has the charitza satorah and the yediyah satorah and the intangibles, the maisim tovim and the midos hagunos, so what in the world do you think is going to happen? Lo mipnei shehu rasha. It could be kulo machamadim, but he doesn't know yamin osmo. So it's a significant responsibility, again, on society, or whoever assumes that responsibility, whether it's in the days of the Sanhedrin HaGedola, whether, you know, it's in the days of the Reish Galusa, whoever is appointing dayanim, to make sure that those are the dayanim who can live up to the standards of Lo Sagur Mipnayish, which is hard under any circumstances. But you have to have the right people in place. Without that, there's no hope for Lo Saguru. It'd be hard enough as it is. And we spent a lot of time the last few days talking about, you know, the asymmetries, the pressures that people can find themselves under, how that applies to Shita Sarama. So what we've seen time and again is that Dayanus is always a two-way street. There are great responsibilities that the Dayanim have, but we have, you know, significant responsibilities as a society to make sure that we're really promoting, appointing, following the right people. It's very hard for them to get up there and say, you know, that person over there is an Am Haaretz. It looks self-serving, right? That person's talis should be a Mirdas HaChamor in your eyes, right? People will say, oh, you know, jealous, you know, so, and it should never be the people themselves, but we have a responsibility in Dayanus, and according to the Sefer Achinuch, you know, far beyond that, to, you know, make sure that we're doing the right thing.